Well, we are still mulling over and digesting the huge deal announced yesterday, Microsoft to buy Activision Blizzard for almost $68 billion. That price, by the way, once you include debt, goes up to about $75 billion. Microsoft's biggest acquisition ever. And a lot of sort of TikToks this morning, Brian Sozzi, on how the deal went down. Of course, Activision has been in a weakened position because of the various investigations it's had to undergo internally into sexual harassment, into gender pay disparity. The CEO, Bobby Kotick, has been under a lot of scrutiny. And as Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal tell it this morning, Phil Spencer over at Microsoft, who heads up gaming there, had sort of been in talks with Kotick for a while. They'd sort of gone back and forth, but Activision had also approached other companies, including Meta, the parent of Facebook, didn't get any takers there. And then eventually, Microsoft is the one that prevailed.
You still get the sense, Julie, this is a reluctant seller in Activision, Blizzard, and Bobby Kotick. I mean, he's been one of the biggest power brokers, really, in entertainment going on 10 to 15 years. But it was very interesting to see what Bloomberg reported in that profile, that behind the scenes look at the deal, where Kotick actually reached out to Facebook slash Meta about making a deal with them. And it is interesting that Facebook slash Meta would rebuff Activision Blizzard. Sure, they have cultural concerns here, but this is probably one of the most powerful companies in gaming. 400 million monthly active users. I mean, that is a significant audience to bolt on to the initiatives in the metaverse that, in many respects, Facebook is leading.
Yeah, but maybe they just didn't felt like it was too big, felt like it didn't make strategic sense. That would have been the biggest acquisition by.
Or regulatory.
So,
Let's keep in mind. I mean, it's going to be hard
yeah.
for Facebook to get through any acquisition.
Yes, that is a great point also. And so now this morning, I think gaming folks in that world are sort of taking a look at this different landscape. This combined company going to be the third largest by revenue in the gaming industry behind Tencent. And behind, now I'm forgetting the other one that they're behind. You remember?
Nintendo?
Sony, which brings us to how Sony shares have been trading. You know, there's some concerns here, it seems, about exclusivity, right? With the PlayStation, that there will be, it seems like in the initial comments here, Microsoft has said it will come out with more Xbox exclusives, its own gaming platform. So it wouldn't shut PlayStation out entirely by any means, but it seems like that Sony's falling on these concerns that maybe it's going to lose some of the piece of the pie.
Yeah, and if you're Sony, you have to think now, what is your play? I mean, do you have, with the significant capital at your disposal and with the strength, really, that has gone back well over 10 years in the PlayStation, do you go out there and make a play for an Electronic Arts? What is your play? Do you try to go out there and make a play for Take-Two before it closes the deal on Zynga? I'm sure these are just some of the considerations Sony is now having inside its own boardroom.
I'm sure it is. So anyway, so we'll continue to watch these stocks and see what happens. We're going to talk to Brent Thill over at Jefferies a little bit later on. He covers Microsoft to talk about all of that and also the perhaps cultural challenge of Microsoft having to absorb Activision with its various issues.